Okay, I would like to welcome everyone to our first meeting of the 22-23 school year. As you guys may recall, SHAC is required to meet 4 times a year, so this is our first meeting for the 22-23 school year. I have provided for you all on this purple sheet of paper a handout that just really kind of goes over the purpose of SHAC, some of our duties, member requirements, and so I just wanted to do a little refresher on that. Remember, we assist the district in ensuring that local community values are reflected in the district's health education instruction. At least, you know, the board appoints the membership of this committee. And then some of our duties, you know, obviously last year this committee reviewed the new revised health teaks, and we talked about the human sexuality curriculum and those types of things, reviewed some of those teaks. So we look at health education, physical activity, also from this committee, some policies and procedures, strategies, curriculum type recommendations can come. We know we make those recommendations, and we always have those with the appropriate administrators and talk through those things. Again, looking at health education, nutrition, parent involvement, instruction on substance abuse and preventions, and school health services. We did submit our written report to the board for last year, and so we are required to do that. We're also required to develop a wellness plan, which I've also provided you with the board-approved 22-23 wellness plan policy. That's also in your handouts. We will look at this again toward the end of the year. We'll review it. We'll make sure it meets all of the criteria, make additions and changes to that. But I also provided you with a copy of that wellness plan and policy. And then, again, you know, it is our job to review and revise that accordingly. So that is just kind of a quick overview of the purpose and roles and duties of SHAC. And so as we move into the next item of business, we need to elect a chair. We can also have co-chairs of this committee. And so we need to elect a chair for the 22-23 school year. So, any recommendations? Anyone want to volunteer?
It doesn't matter. It's easy.
Okay.
If you want a co.
That's great. Allison, Ashley, is that our aware? Yes, I'm getting a nodding of heads. Alice and Ashley. And we will have chair, co-chair in this coming school year. So thank you. I appreciate that. Again, I'll touch on this. Just I have provided a copy of the wellness plan for you. Some of us are, you know, are required members of the School Health Advisory Council. Please, and know what's in here, please review this. If you have any questions, we presented this to the board. I presented this to the board over the summer. And so, it may not have been over the summer, may have been the August meeting. It has been presented to the board, I should say. And so if you have any questions about that or see a need for some revisions or additions, let's talk about those in our upcoming meetings. And really the primary focus for today's meeting is just to maybe center ourselves as a council, as a committee, on what type of wellness goals or activities would we like to see our committee being involved in or being a part of. We've always tried to coordinate our efforts with Mrs. Stafford as the school counselor, plugging things into Red Ribbon Week, and also taking any concerns, student concerns and things that she's aware of to try to reinforce, whether it's some kind of prevention program or support for something in relation to wellness for our district. I know that Ms. Stafford and I visited a little bit about possibly looking at another vaping prevention effort with another group coming in. We felt like that the nurses that came in last year really got the attention of some of those kids. It was a very direct, honest, present type presentation for the older kids about the consequences of that, what they're seeing medically, you know. And so, Stephanie, would you like to just talk about maybe some what you have found and what we might can get behind and support?
There is a group called Steered Straight. They've been doing assemblies, drug prevention and vaping prevention assemblies for, it says, 17 years. And I reached out to them just to get more information. It sounds like it would really align with
our goals.
Yes, our goals in SHAC. Mm-hmm. And so I reached out to them and they gave me a quote. And so I think Ms. G worked that into our SHAC budget. So yeah. If y'all would like, I will schedule them for sometime this school year.
And that is, what I did is I have requested over the last couple of years, as I've seen kind of what we've done is support these assemblies or programs and things. So I've asked for an increase in the SHAC budget to help cover those costs, and those have been approved. Wow. So I think we have maybe $3,000 that we can spend to use to support, you know, Stephanie's efforts, whether it be in Red Ribbon Week or with a program like this. So we have the money to do that if you guys feel like it's appropriate.
Awesome.
And I can, if y'all want me to, I can reach out to NHS and see if there's, you know, the little things that they give the kids throughout Red Ribbon Week, see if there's something they would like for us to do. Is that something I would want to do?
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
I think so.
And then maybe this in the spring, because I know they're kind of booked, so I can get on sometime in the next semester.
I think doing that in the spring, as you have a week filled of activities, it would be nice to do a refresher or reinforcement in the second semester and spread it out. So mm-hmm. I think that all sounds good. Is everyone good with that? Then we will definitely assist in providing this anti-drug, anti-vaping prevention presentation that Stephanie has recommended, and we'll just let her get back with us after she visits with NHS, if there's anything during that Red Ribbon Week maybe that they're wanting us to be a part of or help support. So those are all of the items I have on the agenda. Again, to, you know, cover the purpose of SHAC, to elect our chair, co-chair, provide you a copy of the wellness plan and policy for you to review, and then just kind of determining what kind of goal and activity we wanted to get behind this year. But I think we've accomplished everything on our agenda. Are there any questions?
I don't know
many. Okay, then I think we'll end our meeting.